Hi. Kia ora, I'm Jasmine. Most of you will know me from my Instagram handle for my Wairua. I just want to welcome you all to our kōrero tonight. A lot of you will know that for my Wairua is very organic, it's very off the cuff. A lot of my kaupapa is around creating to heal and healing to create. And my whakaaro, my thinking behind that is that I want to be able to authentically express myself as a creative, whatever that looks like. There are no limits, there are no boundaries, there are no confinements. I am just authentically me when I create. And so my podcast is part of that kōrero, part of that kaupapa. So thank you guys so much for taking this journey with me. I always hope that people will find themselves in the kōrero. And I think that a lot of people are going to resonate with the kōrero i tēnei pō tonight, because it won't just be me talking. And I know that you guys have been treated to my delightfully sexy husband in the past, but I decided that it would be a really great time to start talking to others that I've gotten to know, particularly on Instagram, just about their journeys. And I'm really passionate about sharing the stories and experiences of all people. So to start it off, I feel very honoured and very privileged to be able to have a kōrero with none other but the beautiful, beautiful Mata from Kai with underscore Mata. Kia ora, Mata. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing space with me tonight. I know that we're going to have a few good chats. We've already had a practice round of this intro, so I feel like it's going pretty good so far. So Mata is Cook Island Māori. Yas, sisters can totally relate to that. She is a mama of two beautiful, beautiful boys who I just love seeing their faces online. She is a lover of kai, lover of food, and I can totally relate to that too. And she loves supporting local. Part of Mata's mahi, outside of being a mum and everything else that she does, is she works for a Pacific commissioning agency where she supports Pacifica communities along with her organisation. So, kia ora, Mata, thank you for coming. I kind of just wanted to start off with a bit of a ko wai koe. Tell us, the platform, the space, a bit about who you are, whatever that looks like, whatever you feel comfortable with. I'm gonna leave the floor to you, Ehua.
Also, Jazz, thank you so much for inviting me to your space. I'm really excited to be here. Excited slash nervous. You know, I'm all new, especially when it comes to our own people and you know, just for us. So I'm really fortunate to be here. So thank you again. My name is Mata, so I run the Instagram page Kai with Mata on Instagram. I feel like it's very interesting to say, you know,
No, oh my goodness, please. I'm selling your name to the hills.
it's as said, I'm a mama to two young boys, and I work full time for a Pacific commissioning agent where we support our Pacifica communities throughout New Zealand. As a Cook Islands woman myself, and being in a space where we can actually be out there and help our communities, so it's really rewarding. Yeah, that's a bit about me. Thank you, Jess.
Oh, awesome. Now that's cool. If you don't mind me asking, do you know what are you like, do you know what island you're part of in the Cook Islands?
Yeah, so I'm from all over the place actually, but my family live in Rarotonga, and so the main island, but I am from Atu and Matiaro as well.
Oh, awesome. I mean, that's a whole kōrero in itself, personally for me. Personally for me, because And I'm sure that there's some resonation there somewhere. You know, my granddad left Penryn, Matawera, Tongariba.
Tongariba.
Tongariba, yeah. Like, I want to say back in the 50s, 60s. And so, like, a lot of that, he holds the whakapapa, he holds the knowledge, but a lot of that was gone, you know, when they came over, when he came over to New Zealand for a quote-unquote better life, you know? Yeah, so that's interesting. Anyway, how we met, I want to kind of talk about this first. So I was a fresh little baby on my For My Wairua page. I want to say like the last lockdown, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when was that? Like March, April?
March, yeah, March, April last year.
Yeah, 2020. And like prior to that, I kind of had just started to realize that actually I really want this space to be more than just my small circle where I kind of just confine myself. I wanted to be able to really broaden my own horizons in terms of my own creativity. And so I started kind of diving deep into what being Māori meant for me and using For My Wairua as a creative platform. And I started getting into rongoā around that time. And, oh, I just, there was an abundance. There's just so much abundance around us in terms of the natural world of things that we can access for free. And so I was really interested in kawakawa and started kind of wanting to sell my products and get people to test them. I had mates test them. And actually, Paige Fox, shout out Paige Fox. We'll never hear this, but oh well. She started up at the same time the it was stuff for kids, eh?
Yeah.
Stuff for mamas?
Yeah, I think so. It was just like a separate page that she created where people, like different areas, like different regions across the country, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were part of the Wellington one, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, on there, I was like, oh my gosh, what a perfect opportunity for people for free, honestly. Like, I had no kind of like business intention, or did I? to try out the kawakawa because I wanted to genuinely know how it would go. And I said, oh, if there's any mamas out there with babies who would like to try kawakawa balm, I'm more than happy to, you know, distribute it out because, you know, I'm learning and whatnot. And I had heaps of uptake with that. And you were my most regular customer. And I love it. I was like, no, you know, I'm just going to give it to you. I want you to try it. You're like, no. I will pay you. You deserve this, blah, blah, blah. And actually, I will honestly say that because you did that, you were the first person to be like, no, I want to give you a koha. I want to pay you for what you're doing. And then I thought, oh, sure. Maybe I could actually sell stuff, you know?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And because I mean, that's another thing. Like, you feel so, like, embarrassed or, like, nervous as a beginning creative, whether that be, you know, Kai with Mata or me exploring, like, art and whatnot. You feel nervous as a creative to ask people to pay you. But the fact that you opened the space for me was like made me think, oh, maybe I could do this and maybe this could be a form of income in the future. Anyway, so we met there, eh? And kind of just kept connected through Instagram since, eh?
Yeah, definitely. We're like in each other's DMs every other week.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are, but it definitely is a testament to social media and the power of like relationships online, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
And so we talked about a while ago because I know that you were sharing some stuff around, you were sharing some stuff around like budgeting and some simple ways. I don't know if you remember this, but it like deeply inspired me. Some simple ways to think about saving, to think about budgeting. And it really reminded me of, one, my own childhood and how hard that was to see my family go through financial struggles and how I didn't want that for my family. Mm. But since that point, I've always wanted to do a podcast with you because I feel like we share very similar thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, all of that aside, I wanted to come to a point where maybe you could share what brought about Kai with Mata. What was the thinking behind that? Was there any thought? What was the journey leading up to that?
Yeah, cool. So much to cover.
I know. Please go ahead. I feel like I've been talking forever.
No, it's really awesome. And thank you for bringing up that, you know, how we met and everything. You kind of don't really think about how you kind of impact other people. But honestly, yep. I felt like it was only right to koha you because this was your time and your effort putting all that into this creation of yours. And I was like, no, there's no way that I'm just going to take this for free. You know, this is, I want to support. Like, I think it started before Kai with Mata that I was always, I always wanted to invest in small businesses and support local. And so, no, honestly, I'm glad that we connected because look where we are now. Like,
I know, crazy. Right? Oh, and I wish that we had met each other. I know that we met each other when you made me those incredible, incredible guys, incredible caramel slices. That was like our first meeting together. And then like we both went to different areas of the North Island. Oh, love it.
No, so thanks for that, Jazz. I guess, yeah, from the very start, I started Kai with Mata when we moved to Wellington, and we'd been in Wellington for a few months at that point. And I was a few weeks away from giving birth to my youngest son, and I thought it would be a good way to explore the food scene in Wellington because I'd only heard that, you know, they have the best food out, like eateries and stuff down there. Oh, so yeah. I wanted to see if that was true.
Yeah. Nice.
And, you know, all everyone from all, where do we go if we're coming to Wellington? So I wanted to be like the plug whenever people came down. So I wanted to know and have good sources. Oh. And also I thought it'd be a good way for me to keep busy while I was at home with a newborn. And I didn't really know what I wanted to achieve out of starting the page, but and I guess I still don't really know where that's going, but it's been such an amazing creative outlet that's just for me, that's away from work, away from my family, where I can just share what I like. And you know, within a year I've cultivated so many amazing online relationships. The support and connection on here is insane. Like, I haven't met majority of the people I've connected with, but everyone is so supportive and encouraging you to keep going. And I had no idea that this is what I was going to get out of it. But
yeah,
it's been amazing. Yeah, so no regrets.
And so, you know, when you can often have like a initial kind of idea about why or where you think something's going, and then it completely like explodes or goes into a different direction, do you feel like you've been open to the change, or to has it changed? Do you feel like you've grown from it? Are you evolving with it?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess it started just for me to share, you know, what I was making at home, or, you know, show behind the scenes of making whatever I was making, but it's turned into so much more. I have now created a space where I can, you know, small businesses on my page. Like, it's become a platform where I can shout out other small businesses and really hype them up, especially I love it when everyone's just like all these businesses are just starting out and then you share something and they DM you and they're like, thank you so much, like this means a lot. Like that's really been such a rewarding part of this whole journey. And I really want to keep building that and not just have this space for myself, but for everyone else. Like, you know, I'm constantly like sharing all these food places because I've either bought from them or I'm going to buy from them. And I feel like I'm shooting myself in the foot because half the time when I share it, I can't get in because they're all booked out. And that's not to say it's because of me, but, you know, I'm like, man, I should have just kept this quiet until I've managed to get myself in order. But
oh yeah,
I love it. I love seeing all these small businesses, you know, just getting out there and doing something for themselves and just flourishing. So it's awesome. And I want to keep adding to that and sharing my platform for sure.
Oh, that's mean. That's beautiful. And I think like the beauty of platforms like Instagram, I personally feel like far out. How have I spent so long not realizing the beauty or just experiencing the beauty of connections online now?
Mm.
And I know that it can be like a blessing and a curse, and then, you know, it can be a pain in the ass, and then it can be like really wonderful. But like for the most part, I feel like people are just super supportive and they want to gas you up. They want to, you know, support and tautoko others, particularly like I feel like in this phase of Indigenous awareness and supporting Māori and Pacifica people, creatives, whatever that looks like. Do you feel like you have, I don't know, do you feel like you've experienced or seen like the plus sides and the downsides of like social media for Kai with Mata?
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay, cut that out.
No, I'm not. I'm going to leave it all in.
I think definitely when I started out, there were maybe of other Pacific Island Māori food pages.
Yeah.
And so I felt like, okay, this is such, it seems like such a saturated space.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, whenever you'd see kind of social media events, there wasn't a lot of representation.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, this is maybe how I can use my space to kind of put us out there, and why I really emphasize sharing not only small and local, but if there are Pacific owned businesses to also really blow, like put that out there.
Yeah.
I guess when I first started and saw how small our little group was, it just really made me want to kind of just make my stance, like make my presence known even more. But you know, there's people that have been in the social media, like, you know, foodie platform for a few years now, and they're making so much headway and they're doing so many amazing things that I think it's starting to get there. And you know, there's plenty of room for us, and so we got to just keep chipping along.
Hard out.
Keep making ourselves known for sure.
And I guess I want to kind of capture what you said. There's like room for us. There's space for us.
Yeah.
And the thing that I've been really mindful of is, like, when I hit 1,000 followers. Man, that's a huge like milestone, especially like I think about, I don't know, beginning of the year or like midway last year, like my goal is to get 500 followers or 1,000 followers. And now I've reached it. I'm like, man, that's awesome. But the whole kaupapa for me has always been like, there is space for everyone. There is space for more. We I need to be mindful of creating space for others who are wanting to extend their platforms, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that even as Indigenous people, we are also wanting to support tautoko, other Indigenous people, in their craft.
Definitely. I think when you speak of like the positives and negatives of social media, as amazing as all the support and connection has been, the only kind of thing that can be quite disheartening is when other small businesses put down other small businesses. Do you know what I mean? And it yep. can be really disheartening when it's our own people.
Yes.
And that's when I see that kind of stuff, I'm like, no, you know, there's no need to be like this. You know, there's room for everyone. Like,
yes.
What you need to understand is that although it might be the same concept, what you do is completely different from this other business, and that's where you stand out. And
yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
it can be really disheartening, and the negatives to being on social media is that because it's such a massive platform, everybody wants to do, you know, do kind of their own thing, but it's hard to branch out when other people are putting you down for even starting. And yes. You know, that's
yep. Yep.
that's not what it should be about. It should be about, like, you know, okay, I see you doing your thing.
Yep.
Awesome. You know? If I've inspired you to do that, even better. That's the ugly side of it, I think. And so if there's more of us out there that are just like, you know what, I see you, keep
Yeah.
Encourage each other. I think, it'll be a better space for sure.
Oh, totally. And I totally agree with just the competition or this, yeah, the sense of competition, and that we're clawing our way to something and that only the fittest survive. actually, you know, if we want to think about where we've come from and who we are as people, we're a collective, you know, we rely on the support and the strength of others to get us to where we need to be. And again, that's why I think connections like yours and mine is a really wonderful testament to what social media can be, and then also like the realities of how it looks on the negative side. But I guess I wanted to go back to like the name of your handle, Kai with Mata. And maybe have a kōrero about why that name, why did that name spring out to you?
So I guess I was really wanting to find something that would be unique to me. Something that would incorporate my culture and I guess kind of stand out in a way. I thought, you know, when I was thinking about making the page, I was like, okay, what can make me stand out in this space? And I thought, okay, well, I'm a Pacific Islander, you know. You know, I love food. Then I definitely felt like I could connect the two, the culture and my love for food together. And, you know, I feel like the word Kai is so, it's not just in the Cook Islands language, you know, it's spread across so many different ethnicities, and it's part of different cultures. So whether, you know, people think it means food or sea or
eat.
It can be whatever people interpret it as, but I thought Kai with Mata helped, you know, make it ethnic specific and also help just be mine, you know what I mean? I have been called Kai a few times, which is not my name.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like from people on Instagram?
Yeah. So that's been interesting.
So they're like, oh, hi, Kai. They just think that your name's Kai. Okay. Not Kai with, and then realize Mata is like, it's with. Oh my God. That's
okay. You know, it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. And my other question is, do you have a prescribed, like, Kai or like food that you create personally, or are you like really fluid and really happy to experiment with all kinds of food?
Honestly, I just love all kinds of food. Like, I'm not very particular about anything. I love trying new I love trying new foods, new types of cuisines, and as long as it's not mussels or salmon, I'm keen.
We're good. Yeah. Oh, awesome. And so, do you have like recipes that you base your kai around?
A lot of the stuff that I put up on my Instagram page is from, you know, established recipes online.
Yes. Or,
there's so many other foodies that I follow that their page is largely around recipe testing. So I take inspiration from them. And, you know, I think that's another awesome use of social media is, you know, people, like actual people that have worked in, you know, kitchens and who have all these amazing talents come here on this platform and share skills for free. And so I really look to that for inspiration. Because honestly, despite what my Instagram shows, I'm not a very good cook. I'm a better baker. And I just really enjoy just being creative in the kitchen. Definitely a better baker than cook. I can tell you that for free.
Oh, honestly, sis, every single piece of content that you put up there, I just froth. And even if it's Kai Moana, which I completely hate, I just am like, I want that. I want that. So just, it's awesome, to be able to have the creative outlet in the space to be able to do some of that stuff, you know, and to have people recognize that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you, this is another ad hoc question, have you, since you're, I'm assuming, because I love following you and I love watching your journey, I'm assuming that those followers are getting up there. Am I right to assume that?
I mean, you know, we're not at a
I've level. Had one or two people follow me.
We're not at your level yet, but you know, steadily growing, steadily growing. But what I kind of I think at the beginning I was getting caught up on the followers,
and
it would like really put me in a bad mood if, like, you know, I was like 300 and something, and then I'd lose a few followers, and then I kind of
so rude when people unfollow you.
Like, what did I do? I think it was like I had to have a huge like mental overhaul and think like, well, actually, the people that I want here are the people that are here, you know? I'd rather have people that are really interested in what I'm doing or find some inspiration in what I'm doing than the follow count, if that makes sense. Like, the follow count is great, but if it's just kind of people that don't really care about my journey or what I'm putting out there, then I'd rather them not be here. Do you know what I mean? Like, I understand that what I'm doing isn't for everyone, but I've been able to maintain a good amount of of people staying tuned. So that's promising.
Yeah, man. And I'm sure all two followers of For My Wairua will like boost those followings, you know, hugely. I mean, in the podcast. What I wanted to continue to say from that was, have you found like that you are maybe feeling, I know I feel this sometimes, and it might just be me, some pressure to pump out content. Are you getting some more exposure in terms of like people want to buy your baking or your creations?
Yeah, I think I can definitely agree to the pressure side of things. Like, I'm a natural people pleaser. I am ashamed to say, but you know, I don't like to upset people, but you know, like if I put things up, I try to make sure that I stand by whatever I say, and you know, if it rubs anyone the wrong way, then I have to accept that that's their problem, not mine.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of pressure that comes with having, you know, a platform that's public. And definitely people have started to show interest the more that I post, like my reels about cakes and stuff.
Yeah. And
it can be quite, it is a bit sad when I have to say, like, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not quite at the point where I want to sell cakes. I'm still working on my skills and letting them down. So
yeah,
I feel a bit of pressure in that sense. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should stop posting things about cakes until I'm actually going to sell them. But no, there is a bit of pressure in terms of, you know, feeling like you have to say and do the right thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just I can get really fixated on, okay, well, I haven't posted anything today. Like, am I going to lose followers? But just, you know, in between balancing working full time and having two kids and maintaining a clean house, I just have to let that go sometimes and just realize that, you know, Kai with Mata is my space to go and unwind.
Yeah.
It shouldn't feel like an obligation. And once it does, then it's time to reevaluate like what the purpose of it is. So it's still a space that I can go to where I can unwind, you know, I can just connect with everyone and it's still fun. So I want to keep it that way.
Yeah, I love that, sis. I love that, you know, for you, the space is about you, really, and being able to express you in the most creative and engaging way that you know how.
Yeah.
For your own sense of, like, wairua, for your own sense of spirit and wellness, you know, which kind of leads in really well to the next part I have, which is around what does juggling look like for you? You know, how do you manage, how do you navigate, you know, being a mum, being, I'm full-time, eh?
Yeah,
full-time mahi, kai with mata, everything else in between. What have you found are some of the strategies and ways that support you to do all those things?
Yeah, well, that I'll say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But no, there's definitely, like, I think what has helped me in terms of work is that I'm in a position in a workforce that I really enjoy. And when we were in Wellington, you know, the job sounded amazing on paper and, you know, had this fancy title and working for the government sector, you know, I thought, oh, look at me, I'm like a big adult out in the like, oh my God, so cool. And you know, what's on paper compared to real life was very different. And I actually really struggled in Wellington because we were away from everything that we knew. We were away from all of our support systems. I had a new baby. We were in lockdown. So it, and I just didn't feel inspired to go back to work. It actually made me really, I just was not looking for work. And then, you know, we made the decision to come back to Auckland. And I'm in a workforce where I'm out there serving our community. You know, the work that we do, we see the results instantly, you know, and that makes me feel so much happier. I look forward to going to work. And the other thing is I feel more supported by my team. And I think that all helps struggle work, home, and, you know, being able to come to Kai with Mata. And with the kids, I'm thankful to have, you know, family around me and my partner, although he needs some prompting sometimes to help.
Don't they all?
So, you know, whenever I have to, you know, raise my voice a little bit, it all seems to work quite well. But, it's definitely that. Yeah, I think being in a position that you look forward to helps definitely at home. And there's a lot of mum guilt as well when I'm in front of my computer and the kids are like, you know, I want some attention, and trying to find that balance. I'm still trying to work through that. But no, I'm very grateful to have the two kids at home, you know, despite being, you know, from lockdown to level three, they're still still at home, probably too much screen time, but, you know, sacrifice.
Oh my gosh, like, I just totally relate to that kōrero, like, the mum guilt in particular. I think that, like, can be quite crippling. I know it is for me. And I can feel, like, so shitty that maybe I spent, like, an hour too much, you know, on my phone or trying to, like, pull out content or, like, write a piece of poetry or something. Mm. And then I have to, it's this ongoing battle of having to say to yourself, you actually need to put yourself first sometimes.
Yeah.
Or else you're not going to cope and you're not going to be the best for your family.
For sure. I think it's so easy for us as parents to kind of feel like we have to do everything ourselves. And then we put that same effort into work and then you come home and there's hardly anything to give to your family.
Yeah.
You know, you're so right. There is that guilt that just keeps lingering. And you, one day you might have everything sorted, got dinner on the table, everyone's in bed at a certain time, and, you know, you're on top of everything. The next day it might all fall to completion. It's trying to find that balance. But, you know, even then, it's just learning to not be so hard on yourself. And I think, I don't know when that time will come, but, you know, I think every day, hopefully it gets better and that we're able to be kinder to ourselves and know that, you know, we're trying to do the best that we can. Because, you know, from your upbringing and my upbringing, knowing where we've come from, I think we're doing a good job. So we need to be a bit kinder to ourselves.
Yeah. You're so right in that we can be our own worst critics.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, hell. And like, my husband just gets sick of me, I reckon. It's just like, oh my gosh, woman, don't you realize that you are enough as you are? And I think I have to, like, stop and go, man, I've done so much to undo everything that I experienced. And the result of that is sometimes I feel like I have a pretty mediocre, pretty normal life. But if I can achieve that, then that's already huge because I didn't have that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, for the likes of you and I, even though our journeys would be completely different, that reclamation journey has been really pivotal in healing our own sense of self and our sense of identity. And I know for me, reclamation is totally like the guiding force of for my wairua. And everything that I put out is to say to myself, like, I am good enough, and when I create and I put out there, I am consciously contributing to my healing process.
Yeah.
And so my question for you is, what does reclamation look like for you? Does Kai with Mata have anything to do with that? Yeah. What does it look like for you?
Yeah, I think definitely the page has helped in some way, especially by being able to support, you know, specific own small businesses.
Yeah.
But I think largely in my own personal life, something that was really important to me when, you know, we knew we were having kids was giving them all the tools possible for them to learn their language. And, you know, that's something I didn't grow up with and something that I will always long for and constantly work on. Because both my kids have Cook Islands Māori and Tongan blood running through them. So I really want to help nurture that for them and give them all the tools possible from a young age.
Yeah.
So, you know, they grow up into this world knowing exactly who they are, where they've come from, because even at the age I am now, I still struggle with my own personal identity. And I think that has a lot to do with not knowing where I come from and, you know, where I belong. So if that's my way of reclaiming, you know, where my journey to reclamation, then I'm all for it. I'm going to do whatever I can to help my children so they don't have these lingering feelings or, you know, not feeling like they belong anywhere. They're both in Punangareo, they're at Cook Islands Immersion Preschool, and I just love seeing them come home and try and sing their, you know, purekai, their food prayers and flashcards for them. So although my journey is ongoing and still trying to find my identity, having my food page, you know, and representing, you know, the language there in my handle is one sense, but also doing the work at home is another thing that I'm really passionate about. And I'm just all for the work that you're doing, sis. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm constantly inspired by people who can, Indigenous people, I want to say particularly, who can acknowledge that while they may not have grown up with the language or the culture around them, they can certainly reclaim that for themselves and for future generations.
Mm, definitely. And like
the other weekend, I was down in Wellington with my whānau. And I was with, we were celebrating my grandma and granddad's like birthdays. They're over 70.
Wow.
And I don't think we've ever done that in my lifetime. In my 30 years of living, I've never like celebrated their life. So the fact that they wanted to do that was pretty special. And, you know, the other weekend, I don't know how to do Cook Island dance. Like I wasn't brought up with any of that, right? But I just felt like intrinsically, like my body knew what to do. Like I just go for it. And we just had a great dance, me and my granddad.
I saw that. I thought that was so cute. Hey, sis.
Yeah, man, go off. But I think for me, little things like that is like reclamation. It's going far. Like, here's our culture. Here's where I come from. And I'm going to embrace it, even though I don't know all of it. Mm. I know where I come from. And I know that I belong there. And even the likes of, you know, holding moko kowai. So much dialogue around, do you know te reo Māori? Or how are you going to give back to your iwi? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, those are very important questions, but the purpose of doing this is for me to reclaim that and to normalize it in my family.
Yeah.
For my son to remember or to see that I have moko kowai and be like, that was just a normal part of our life.
Yeah.
To speak like, you know, Graham and I speak as much te reo Māori as we can, and, you know, the fact that he can accurately say kia ora is huge for us.
Mm.
Even though that's not much, it's about normalizing what we've got, and hopefully that sense of belonging comes from that.
Yeah.
Normalization.
No, that's right. And, you know, I think a lot of my insecurities come from, unfortunately, our own people. You know, I've had questions about, I've had people question my enoughness of being a Cook Islands Māori person because I can't speak the reo. Or, you know, having people say, well, you know, you can't speak it, so you're not a real Cook Islander. And it's just like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
It really kind of breaks you down when these are your own family members or people in your community saying these things to you. And it takes a lot of work to kind of get to the point where you're like, well, who are you to tell me who I am? You know, yeah. I know who I am, and I'm okay with the person that I am. And I know that I might not be what you think is a real, you know, whatever, but I'm doing the work to make myself feel good about, you know, where I want to be and all that stuff. So yeah. I love it. I love that, you know, your little Tobias is saying kia ora and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome. That's all going in the right direction for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and again, I feel like spaces like Instagram can provide real beauty, and that there's a wealth of knowledge out there that I don't think I've ever seen before or have ever been able to access in a way that I can now. I just love that we all have different thinking, and that I can create, I guess, a village, a virtual village, and alongside people that I try really hard consciously to kind of fill my bucket with people that have very similar thinking and then like very different or varying types of thinking, to kind of help inform what I think. But it's resources and information like that that we can access so quickly now that I think is really great, in a way that we didn't have before. Yeah. Oh, hello. My son's here now. You should be in bed, mister.
Come in. I'm brushing your teeth.
My final question. I just love how kids do this, you know? Tobias. Yeah. Tobias, it's time for bed. It's very late.
Come on.
We've already had the chat about if the child comes in, we're just going to roll with it. Yeah.
All right, come on. Don't milk, you just need to brush your teeth.
Go and brush your teeth, Tobias. Go and brush your teeth. Sorry, sis. The followers are going to be like, what the hell is that? Go and brush your teeth. Go and brush your teeth. Yeah, it's late. Can I have a good? Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, darling. Okay. To finish it off, go and brush your teeth, please. Thank you. To go and finish it off, sorry, sis.
No, good.
I wanted to ask two things. Where do you envision Kai with Mata will be, or where do you envision it's going? And was there any inspiration for you? Who inspires you with your page? Yeah, any kind of closing thoughts?
Yeah, I guess I'd love for this page to continue to be a space for not just myself, but other people. So to share other small businesses on the platform would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the real driver for me is that, and anything else that comes along the way would be an added bonus. Yeah. I'm kind of just taking it day by day and, you know,
yeah,
see how it goes.
Yeah,
because like I said earlier, I just want it to be a space that I can come to and not feel like it's a huge obligation, and I just want to continue it to be a space that I can come and enjoy being there.
Yeah,
it's fun for the most part. And yeah, definitely I'm inspired by people around me, people like yourself, you know, people doing the work out there, you know, and not just online, but in real life, you know, the yes. work do with your students is
yeah.
It's not just you're doing everything here, you're doing it everywhere. So
yeah,
you know, people like yourself, I love seeing other people on social media platforms, like, you know, Paige, giving us the opportunity to connect as well. And just having people that just utilize their platforms to help other people connect really inspire me to try and continue doing that for people.
Yeah.
I'm inspired, I guess, by, you know what, I'm inspired by myself as well.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, you are, queen.
I guess in terms of I inspire myself because knowing where I guess my life could have gone.
Yeah.
And not allowing myself to be consumed by my environment, but instead using it to be a driving force to do more for myself and for my family inspires me. And so I guess, yeah, I have to give credit to myself somewhere.
yeah, you do.
And no, there's so many other amazing people on social media. I'm not sure if you follow Feeds in the South. They're all about supporting small local businesses, and their whole page is just about putting other people before themselves. And it's amazing to see that. And I'm inspired by creativity, so I just can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that. And I feel like in a world where we become so consumed with ourselves, we can easily forget about others. And, you know, the page that you just talked about, what is it? I'm going to go follow it.
Feeds in the South.
Feeds in the South.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just typing that in now. Feeds in the South. Cool. The reminder that, like we've talked about, the reminder that we need each other, and that it's not just about us, and we actually don't come from tupuna, from people before us that just thought about themselves. They thought about our well-being, they thought about their future, they thought about the people that would come after them. And how as a collective we can change the narrative of our people, I think, is super important. And it's really cool that the diversity of what we do and how we create can continue to inspire our people, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. I finally, just kind of to wrap it all up, can anyone follow you? Like, give us your handle. Let us know how we can, you know, follow you and your mahi and what you do. And any kind of concluding thoughts before we wrap it up?
Yeah, so I guess if you have a passion for food, you have an Instagram page, and you love seeing some behind-the-scenes action and want to continue supporting local businesses, definitely check out my page on Instagram, kaiworth_mutter. It's not curated over there either. You know, you kind of get structure one day and a shit show the next. So if you like that, come along.
Yeah.
Awesome. And no, Jazz, this has been an amazing opportunity. So thank you so much. I was nervous coming into it, but it's been such a healing experience. I wasn't expecting, you know, to feel so uplifted.
Good.
So thank you so much, and for creating the space, and I just really commend all the work that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, sis. I totally feel the same way about the likes of you and the likes of the people that I follow. This I felt particularly nervous about because I haven't ever done a like collaborative podcast outside of me and my husband before. So this felt particularly nerve-wracking. But oh man, sis, we just vibe. We just go with it. We're organic. and I feel like there was a really substantial corridor in there that I think everyone will be able to take something away.
Mm,
yeah. So just wrap it up, whānau. Thank you so much, Mata, for not only sharing a bit about your journey, but sharing the space with me tonight. Thank you for taking the time to go deep with me. I feel like this is another way and another space that we can continue to create and heal. And hopefully we inspire others, particularly Indigenous people, to heal and therefore create. So ngā mihi nui ki a koe e hoa. Thank you so much for your time.